Are you ready?
Jamie Markley, David Van Camp, and Scott Robbins.
We just become best friends.
Yep.
Making sense of it all.
Now I get it.
And having some fun.
Lighten up, Francis.
This is the Markley, Van Camp, and Robbins Show.
The Markley, Van Camp, and Robbins Show. Jamie Markley, David Van Camp, Scott Robbins. News update, David Van Camp.
Well, man, there's a whole lot of Democrats who are having a lot of trouble with the answering the question about the current move to the left in their party. With you've got straight up socialists and people who are, well, have called themselves communists before winning elections in their party. Mm-hmm. And also there is the notable anti-Israel sentiment that I know they always say we're just anti-Zion, Zionism, but boy, it sure comes across as good old-fashioned anti-Semitism a lot of times.
Yeah.
So Sleepy Eyes Chuck Todd. Hmm. I guess this is for his Toddcast.
Mm-hmm. Scott loves that.
Maybe not. I'm not sure.
Toddcast me.
Yeah.
Toddcast.
Chuck Todd was asking the DCCC chair, Representative Susan DelBene, out of Washington, DCCC being the fundraising arm of the Democrat Party within the House of Representatives, was asked about the anti-Semitism and the lack of support for the statehood of Israel.
What do you tell Jewish Americans who are donors to the Democratic Party who are concerned that the party is moving away from being supportive of the state of Israel?
I think I have always said that folks should talk directly to the folks running for office in their communities and ask them the tough questions about, you know, kind of their concerns about what's happening, whether it's about what's happening in the Middle East, what's happening economically, what they're seeing with ICE in communities or the war in Iran. Talk to folks. That's why I feel like we're in such a strong position, because when people talk to the incredible candidates we have and the incumbents running for re-election, they're talking about tough issues and giving their view of where they stand and what they're going to do to make a difference. And that's really fundamentally how our democracy is supposed to work. But
are you concerned about where the rhetoric's gone on the left when it comes to Israel?
I think that people, you've heard kind of rhetoric across the board, and then you hear specifically from candidates where they stand, and they've been very clear. And I think you talked about from Tom Suozzi all across the country, we have incredible candidates, they've been very clear on where they stand, and that's why I think it's so important, because I think you kind of talked about the nationalizing of every race. But I think maybe out in D.C. and other places, everyone's nationalizing, but you go to a community, folks want to talk to the candidates who are running, and the reason why, you know, kind of even when you look at polling that says the Democratic brand or the Republican brand are here, but when you actually talk about individuals and where they stand, very different.
People. What did she just say, Scott?
I have no idea. That was superb McGurkin, and a political McGurkin, which is even worse than regular old McGurkin.
Mm-hmm.
That was insanity. What was that?
That's
you talked for at least 2 minutes and said nothing.
Yes, that's
nothing.
That's what's called panic McGurkin. That's where you
You just, well, you know, we talk to voters and they tell us, and, you know, there are different opinions and we have a big tent. And what in the hell was that?
You know, you talked about nationalizing politics and maybe it sounds good in D.C., but, you know, talk to people and people will talk for themselves. And that's where you go to the communities who talk to these people who talk to the communities and about the issues and that affect those communities and the people.
And we like our candidates and
that means we're in a strong position.
My gosh. Just bouncing around all over the place.
I would love to see that clip shown in front of just regular voters.
Yeah.
To see what in the world their takeaway is.
Yeah.
Because we've been in this for years and years.
I know.
And so it's easier to spot the McGurkin.
Yeah.
And I got to believe most people hear that and just a bunch of words that don't mean anything to them.
I know.
By the way.
It's like Roger Goodell, man, talking about the issues in communities. That's what it reminds
me
of.
You don't want to be the dumb guy in the room to ask the question. You want to just nod your head like you know what she's talking about.
Yeah.
Because you're enlightened and you're very smart. When she's not saying anything.
No. So that's their controversy right now.
Yeah.
With Goodell, it was Colin Kaepernick. And is it because he's black?
Yeah.
What's going on? Are they blackballing him? But you couldn't say that.
No.
All these things. And then they were going to bring in Jay-Z to do the halftime show because it had been too white too often or some nonsense. And it was the same sort of McGurkin, man.
Well, Carl, I would tell you that all of us hopefully are evolving and learning. We should be. And we all should realize that we have to do more. I'm proud of what our league has done. I said it several months ago that we should have listened to our players earlier and been able to understand the things that were going on in our communities. We're seeing that play out on television sets across the country.
And it was the same sort of thing. Yeah. And it was issues and communities, and that's what we care about. What are you going to do? Well, I mean, what concrete are you talking about? It's never anything.
No. Can you imagine Roger Goodell doing a video on how to fix your sink?
Well, we got to get to the root cause, Scott.
Well, yeah, and
the root cause of the leak. Because leaks, they can do a lot of damage, and we know that. And we listen to people that have had leaks.
And when it backs up, what kind of backup is it? I mean, is it a traditional backup where water is running over the sink, or is it a backup where some water is trickling?
Oh,
I don't even know.
They have a very deep understanding and tremendous knowledge of the issues that are going on in all of our communities. Communities try to address these issues. There's nothing more important than trying to get back into our communities and make our communities better. These are important issues
for our communities.
They're American issues for our communities.
What concrete?
Just on one other issue that can really make a difference in our communities, the underlying issue.
And nothing ever came out of it.
And what communities are you talking about? And you're NBA guys going into the communities? What are we talking about?
That was NFL.
Or NFL, rather, yeah.
Yes, it's basically, we're going to keep doing this McGurkin until the criticisms from Black America stop.
Yes.
Because we care and we've listened to the players. We should have listened to them earlier. Our bad.
It's like there's a shot clock or something. And I got to get all this in 30 seconds and then I can walk away.
There was more from Susan Del Bene.
There is?
Oh, yeah.
Well, I have more from Roger Goodell. Who wants to go first?
I want to hear Susan because she's new to it.
Let's say, who wore it better, okay?
Okay.
As far as McGurkin.
People are very supportive of Democratic candidates running because they're talking about the issues that matter and people have a chance to.
Here's what a lot of, I think, Jewish Democrats have noticed, unfortunately, is that it doesn't seem as if the leadership of the party will push back when the rhetoric goes too far.
I think that's absolutely not true. In fact, look at what happened in Texas 35. There was a primary runoff in Texas 35 where, you know, just terrible anti-Semitic comments made by a candidate who was running. And I think folks were very, very vocal. Johnny Garcia won in that runoff. He's our candidate. He's going to win in that seat. But I think people were very clear and very outspoken.
But you have a likely new member of Congress coming from New York City in Chevalier, who has said some very, very harsh things about Jewish Americans.
And I think, again, if you look across the board and talk to individual candidates, that's not representative of where other candidates land. Mm-hmm.
Right, but
I think the
concern has been it doesn't feel very forced.
Our communities. This is a long-term issue. We're going to continue to work on these issues in the community. That's why we're trying to deal with those underlying issues. They're issues that affect all of us in our communities.
That's when I want Sam Jackson to show up as Jules.
Yeah.
Say you should use a community one time, mother... one time!
Oh, man.
Oh, boy.
You plucked an example of somebody, some anti-Semite that was running that actually lost.
Yeah, right.
Yeah.
Well, see, we rejected that other anti-Semite.
Well, let's see. Other news out there. Holy smokes, did you see what happened to these Catholic nuns? I saw this actually in the Washington Post.
Yes.
Oh, yeah, I sent you the story.
Yeah,
that's
terrible.
Right. Yeah. Catholic nuns face legal harassment for not using preferred pronouns. This is a law in New York. And so this whole story starts out. To care for the dying poor, that was the mission of Rose Hawthorne Lathrop when she established a Congregation of Catholic Dominican Sisters in 1900. And it goes on to this 42-bed nursing facility in Hawthorne, New York. And it's part of their work as the healing ministry of Christ. And they dedicate their lives to the founder's goal to make whoever crosses their door feel as comfortable and happy as if their own people had kept them and put them into the very best bedroom. This is people that are dying, right? But the sisters now have received three letters from the state's health department, in effect explaining that they're not complying with provisions of a Bill of Rights for LGBTQIA plus New Yorkers that Kathy Hochul signed in 2023.
Unbelievable.
That stipulates that long-term care facilities must use patients' preferred pronouns even when they're not present.
Even when they're not there?
Yes.
That doesn't make any sense.
Defer to their choice of bathroom and refuse to assign rooms based on biological sex. And staff must also undergo cultural competency training. Gosh. So you got to have the nuns go through the training.
Well, they've
and all that would violate their consciences. But failure to do so could cost them thousands of dollars in fines.
Well,
and loss of license. And imprisonment.
Oh, my God. I'll tell you, man, they actually did answer in New York the age-old question. If a tree is misgendered in the forest and no one's around to hear it, is it still a microaggression? Apparently, yes.
Yes, it is.
It is. Yeah, they don't have to be there.
Yeah. So what a crazy case
that
is.
That's insane.
It really is insane.
That's got to stop.
And no one's complained.
Yeah, well, that's got to stop.
I know.
That's you.
But that's where we are.
Some sort of provisions that are met. People are in there. They're dying.
Yes.
And you're bringing them in to care for them in their last moments on earth. Mm-hmm. And you're worried about pronouns?
Yes.
Sit down.
You have to play pretend.
Jeez.
Even if they're not there.
This is the type of stuff, man. You just hear that and go, how can you support that? How can you support a party that supports that?
I don't understand.
Don't understand that. You can hate Trump all day, but you're going to support that?
Apparently.
I'd assume you just sit home. Don't do anything.
Yeah. Saw this at Bloomberg. We're talking about seven things you should never grill, David.
Oh, yeah?
Your shoe.
Well, of course, I think that's a given.
Yeah.
Well, they give reasons for everything, which a lot of people are never going to listen to. Pork chops, fish kebabs.
Oh,
filet.
Yeah.
But the one that got a lot of people's attention is burgers.
What?
Yeah. I mean, because they need to cook in their own fat.
Yeah, because the fat drips down.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Tastes good, though.
Yeah, well, they say that it doesn't taste as good, Scott.
No, I disagree.
Okay.
I like a good flame-grilled burger.
Okay. Well, I was grilling out yesterday.
I was home.
What do you mean?
Pick up the phone. Hey, we're grilling hamburgers. I'd have been there.
No, you wouldn't have.
You're right, I wouldn't.
You wouldn't have.
No.
You never grill out, do you?
We had a grill and we gave it away.
Because you didn't grill out?
No, she didn't like it. She's too big and we're looking for a small.
But you personally don't grill.
I don't know. I haven't ever really done it. No, it doesn't really.
It's never too late, Scott.
No, it's placed down.
David can't believe you've never grilled a burger in your life.
Huh? I haven't grilled
anything. I actually can believe that.
Yeah, well, you should believe that because it's true.
If he did
never
it once,
late, man.
If he did it once, other people might ask him to do it again.
Yeah, I guess that's
to be
probably
invited
true.
To cook out so I could drink.
Yeah, all right, news update and the five stories we're watching today.
From the FIFA World Cup to competitive business environments, grand ambitions lead to game-changing achievements. At Bank of America, we're there to support businesses at every step, providing insights and expertise to help you gain an edge.
He shoots! He scores!
What would you like the power to do? Explore winning business solutions at bofa.com/gamechangers. Bank of America, official bank of the FIFA World Cup 2026.
You still thinking job change in the new year?
Yeah, I need something that's in high demand and more stable in this economy.
IT?
Yeah, cybersecurity, maybe even AI.
That's what I did.
Really? How?
Went to My Computer Career. You don't need any prior experience, and you could start your new career in a matter of months. A lot of IT pros go to school there, too, to level up.
Sweet. Are classes online or on campus?
Both.
Wow, I'll check it out. Thanks.
Make this your year. Take the free career evaluation now at mycomputercareer.edu, an elite CompTIA certification partner.
Financial aid is available to those who qualify, including VA benefits.
Wesley Financial Group is not a law firm.
Ask yourself this question. Is it really worth holding on to that timeshare that you know you need to get rid of? Here's the truth. The average maintenance fee just went up over 17%. That could have been 117%, and there's nothing you can do about it. When you buy a timeshare, you give them a blank check for annual maintenance and assessment fees. I'm Chuck McDowell, founder of Wesley Financial Group. For 15 years, I've helped over 50,000 families cancel their timeshare. Not sell it, not transfer it, cancel it. Did you buy a timeshare because they told you it was a great investment and your maintenance fees would never go up? That's a lie. Are you ready to get rid of your timeshare once and for all? Simply call us and I'll send you our timeshare exit kit that explains all your options for cancellation.
Call Wesley now for your timeshare exit kit. 800-970-3355. That's 800-970-3355. 800-970-3355.
Hi, this is Nicolas Cage. When you're a teenager, there are a lot of things going on that can produce stress and anxiety. The pressures of school, dating, and the future in general can seem overwhelming sometimes. But there are healthy ways to deal with stress, ways to reduce it and channel your energy in positive directions. And you don't have to do it alone. The Will Rogers Institute has a free booklet with some really helpful information.
For your free copy, visit WRInstitute.org and find us on Facebook and Twitter.
Hi, I'm Jeff Gordon. As a four-time NASCAR champion, nothing is more important to me than winning a race, especially the race to cure children's cancer. Each day, more than 40,000 children are undergoing cancer treatment at hospitals throughout the United States. CureSearch for Children's Cancer supports the research and treatment for 90% of those children. Only research cures children's cancer. Join the Jeff Gordon Children's Foundation in supporting this winning team. Get involved at CureSearch.org.
Cancer is a big idea for a small child.
She dreams of being a figure skater. We're trying to figure out what to do next.
Each school day, two classrooms of children are diagnosed with cancer.
The doctor said there's hope.
I'll be brave, Mommy.
If I could just take her place.
It's okay, Daddy.
Only research cures childhood cancer. Give today. You can help fund this life-saving research to conquer childhood cancer. Visit CureSearch.org today.
Hello, this is Michael Douglas. Pneumonia can be dangerous, especially for older people and for those who have diseases like asthma, emphysema, or chronic bronchitis. Fortunately, there's a vaccine that can immunize people against one of the most common forms of pneumonia. If you're over 60 or have a chronic lung disease, ask your doctor whether a pneumonia vaccine would be right for you. It could protect you from a serious illness or even save your life.
A message from the Will Rogers Institute. Visit us at WRInstitute.org. Asthma, chronic bronchitis, emphysema, tuberculosis. These pulmonary diseases affect millions of Americans daily, and if you already suffer from one of these ailments, then you're well aware of the problems that you face. For over 75 years, the Will Rogers Institute has provided health education and research for all. For more information, visit WRInstitute.org or call toll-free 877-957-7575 and find us on Facebook and Twitter, the Will Rogers Institute, since 1936. Kathy Ireland for the Will Rogers Institute.
Are you worried that your kids aren't spending enough time being physically active? The best fitness is family activity. Ride bikes, play soccer, or just take a walk through the neighborhood. The important thing is to get your children moving with you. For more information on family activities and fitness, call the Will Rogers Institute.
Call toll-free 877-957-7575 or visit WRInstitute.org and find us on Facebook and Twitter.
The Markley, Van Camp, and Robbins Show. Jamie Markley, David Van Camp, Scott Robbins, and now, the five stories we're watching today.
Okay, number five. The Colorado Supreme Court has unanimously blocked Democrat redistricting efforts in the state. It would have given them three more seats in the U.S. House. The delegation, as it stands now, appears to be deadlocked at four Republican, four Democrat. Number four, French public health officials are saying that more than 1,000 excess deaths occurred since the massive heat wave hit last week. And one of the officials in Paris is blaming the United States for the heat wave.
And how is that again?
Well, it's because we're running our air conditioning too much and we're causing climate change.
It's us.
Yes, it's our fault. Meanwhile, it's like...
Yeah, well, while I'm wrecking the environment, I'm home chilling out in my 73-degree house. Right.
I mean, I've had my vehicle actually just on for the last couple hours to make sure it's nice and cool when I get in.
Heck yes.
Right. Well, whenever I think about carbon emissions, because they're all crazy about that in Europe.
Yeah.
No one ever talks about...
China!
Yeah. And it is weird that somebody has pointed this out, you know, the hatred of air conditioning is a uniquely European left-wing thing. Because even Zoran Mamdani is pushing to have more AC units installed in buildings across New York. Like, it's not like there is no, you know, green weenie angle to this. It's like, do you want people to cook to death in their apartments or not?
Yeah. Well, he has bigger aspirations than the green weenie stuff.
Yeah. Number two, U.S. Supreme Court has agreed to – I'm sorry, number three, DHS Secretary Mark Wayne Mullen says that at the current rates, deportation numbers will surpass the 2025 calendar year numbers in the next 6 weeks. So far, so good. Number two, U.S. Supreme Court has agreed to take up an RNC case defending a law requiring proof of citizenship to register to vote in Arizona elections. And number one, the Supreme Court did rule 5-4 that states can count ballots that arrive after Election Day as long as they are postmarked by Election Day.
Yes. Yes, some people unhappy with that today.
Well, yeah.
I mean, including the president.
It is. I mean, the mail-in voting thing is I look at it as a courtesy for people. Like, it's a convenience. And if you can't get off your ass and get your ballot in the mailbox way ahead of time, then your vote shouldn't be counted.
I don't understand it. It's crazy to me. It should be, like, rare. Like, you can't get there. There's a mail-in.
Yeah.
Outside of that, everybody's got to go vote.
You know, I said handicapped shut-ins, that sort of thing, if you're medically can't do it.
You know, yes.
I get it.
Yep. Friday's a big day for you, Scotty.
What's Friday?
Your girl's getting married, apparently.
Which girl?
Taylor Swift.
Oh, Swifty? Yeah.
Yeah.
Right here.
Uh-huh.
Yeah.
Stevie Nicks is going to sing? Of all people?
Warble something. Yeah, I don't know what.
And Tim McGraw. That's the report.
What's Stevie Nicks going to sing?
I have no idea.
Landslide?
beautiful. This is the Markley song. Van Camp and Robin show. I don't know. They're saying it's going to cost over $20 million.
Oh, my God.
Golly.
Yeah. Do you know what the national average for a wedding in America was last year?
No.
Closest two wins.
$20,000.
I'll say $15,000.
$36,000.
Oh, my God.
What was the average?
$36,000.
What was the average in New York?
$80,000.
$60,000.
$65,000. Yeah. Two for two for David.
Wow.
The Wiley vet's off to a slow start this week.
Always a bridesmaid, never a bride.
Yeah, sorry.
Oh, there's a betting frenzy, too, on Polymarket about the wedding, different stuff. You want to get all caught up in that. Oh, yeah. We got to get to a news update. And then your big three. Yeah. The Scott Robbins trifecta coming right up.
Peek-a-boo. Peek-a-boo. Smile.
Smile, buddy.
Come on, smile. Oh, honey, he's still not smiling.
Maybe he's not a smiler.
Yeah, maybe he's just not a happy baby.
Maybe he's just being a boy. You know how boys are.
Or maybe he's teething. Oh, poor baby. I think his gums hurt.
Maybe he's just tired.
Or maybe his tummy hurts. He didn't eat that much.
Maybe he's not ticklish.
You think maybe he's scared of the dog?
Maybe he'll outgrow it. Maybe it's a phase. Maybe he just doesn't like smiling.
Maybe He has autism, and we can definitely do something to help.
Maybe is all you need to find out more about autism. No big, joyful smiles by 6 months is one early sign. Learn the others at autismspeaks.org/signs or see a doctor today for an autism screening. The sooner it's diagnosed, the better. And it can make a lifetime of difference. Brought to you by Autism Speaks and the Ad Council.
A dental sealant is a thin coating that's painted on teeth. It's a quick, easy, and painless way to help prevent cavities in children. Sealants prevent the most cavities when applied soon after permanent molars come in. That's about age 6 for first molars and age 12 for second molars. Sealants can protect against cavities for up to 9 years. They can be applied in dental offices or using portable dental equipment in community settings like schools. Although the number of children in the U.S. with sealants has increased over time, low-income children are 20% less likely to have sealants and twice as likely to have untreated cavities than higher-income children. Untreated cavities can cause pain, infection, and problems eating, speaking, and learning. Applying sealants in schools for low-income children could save millions in dental treatment costs. To learn more, visit cdc.gov/vital signs.
My name is Lola Silvestri, and I'm going to be 95 this year. I spend a lot of time in my backyard. I feed the birds and the bees. I love my flowers. The color in my garden keeps the pink of my cheeks. I was very independent and thought I could take care of myself. I fell and I had to have Meals on Wheels. I love them. They're my savior. And I look forward to volunteers because they've all become my friends.
It's Meals on Wheels.
America, let's do lunch.
1 in 6 seniors faces the threat of hunger, and millions more live in isolation. Drop off a hot meal and say a quick hello. Volunteer for Meals on Wheels by donating your lunch break at AmericaLetsDoLunch.org. This message brought to you by Meals on Wheels America and the Ad Council.
Being around too much loud noise like a leaf blower or rock concert can cause permanent hearing loss. And once it's gone, you can't get it back. Hearing loss is the third most common chronic health condition in the U.S. Almost twice as many people report hearing loss as diabetes or cancer. The louder a sound is, and the longer you're exposed to it, the more likely it will damage your hearing. Repeated exposure to noise can cause stress, anxiety, depression, high blood pressure, heart disease, and many other problems. Hearing loss from loud noise at home and in the community can be prevented. Avoid noisy places. Use earplugs, protective earmuffs, or noise-canceling headphones when near loud noises. Keep the volume down when watching TV or listening to music and using earbuds or headphones. Get your hearing checked and ask your healthcare provider how to protect your hearing from noise. To learn more, visit cdc.gov/vital signs.
Heroin use and heroin-related overdose deaths are increasing among people from all walks of life in the United States. Most people are using it with other drugs, especially prescription opioid painkillers. Using heroin along with other drugs or alcohol compounds the risk of overdose. States play a key role in prevention, treatment, and recovery efforts. States can address the strongest risk factor for heroin addiction, addiction to prescription opioid painkillers, by improving prescribing practices. For people already addicted, states can improve access to substance abuse treatment services and expand access to naloxone, a drug that can reverse the effects of opioid overdose. Everyone can learn about the risks of using heroin and other drugs, get help for substance abuse problems, and learn how to recognize and respond to an overdose. To learn more, visit cdc.gov/vital signs.
The Markley, Van Camp, and Robbins Show. Jamie Markley, David Van Camp, Scott Robbins. Got the Robbins trifecta coming up in just a few. News update, David Van Camp.
Well, this is kind of interesting. That Chevalier lady, Daria Lisa Avila Chevalier in New York, the communist, yeah. And don't call her a communist. Well, some tweets were unearthed by CNN's Andrew Kaczynski.
More?
Yeah, some more. praising Karl Marx as an essential must read, complained public libraries didn't have enough books by Lenin and other Marxist leaders, and was upset that a bookstore's banned books display did not include the complete works of, well, J.V. Stalin. She also, showed affection for a lot of communist leaders. One archived tweet from 2020 quoted Assata Shakur. This is a former Black Liberation Army member who, in 1977, was convicted for murdering a New Jersey state trooper. She wound up escaping and fleeing to Cuba. In the quote, Shakur said that she preferred Ho Chi Minh, Kim Il-sung, Che Guevara, or Fidel Castro before studying Marx and Lenin because the two white dudes had made contributions to revolutionary struggle that were too great to be ignored. The latest batch, though, of unearthed tweets comes after previous deleted posts showed her describing the U.S. flag as a napkin. Wipe her hands.
Okay.
Yeah. Why do you call them anti-American communists? Well, see, because they're anti-American communists.
Yeah.
It's pretty simple.
Just accurate.
You know, if they played basketball every day, I'd call them basketball players.
Yes, you would.
She could be going to Congress and probably will be going to Congress.
Yes.
Yep.
Wow.
Speaking of the flag, you hear what happened in the town of Newbury, Massachusetts? This is where residents say they were warned that flying flags on their own properties could violate endangered species laws.
Hmm.
Plum Island homeowners received a notice from the town of Newbury warning that it had become aware of the use of devices and materials intended to deter protected shorebirds from using local beach and dune systems. Letter listed Mylar streamers, flags, and reflective materials as examples of such devices. And their residents are like, we can't fly flags on our own property? Because of the endangered birds? Are you joking?
In honor of America's 250th birthday, they should all fly flags. Up yours, government.
Do birds crash into the flags?
I don't know.
Is that the problem? I've never seen that happen.
But in the letter, it said noncompliance may result in state or federal enforcement actions, and thus the town urges residents to comply with applicable state and federal wildlife protection laws.
Wow.
Okay.
Going to mess up a lot of car dealerships who had the big inflatable guy out there in there.
You got to watch out for that.
Parking lot for the big 4th of the July weekend, yeah.
Yeah, so yeah, different residents there were speaking with Fox saying, I don't understand it.
That's crazy.
Now, the town administrator said the town is not in any way attempting to interfere with the property owner's rights to use their property or to restrict their use of their property for ordinary and patriotic purposes.
Huh.
They're just trying to spread the word about protecting endangered species.
Hmm.
That's not what it sounded like to a whole lot of the people there. So we'll see where that one goes.
Wow.
Now, it's a different situation where, like in Utah, where they have said, and the governor had said, okay, because of the wildfires and the threat, you can't do fireworks.
Yeah. They understand.
I can understand that.
That you understand.
Yeah.
But with this one, I think they should have, like, the Plum Island Bird Massacre.
Yeah.
Oh, you'll have all the bird people going absolutely nuts then, David. They will not have it. Oh, my gosh.
You think they fly into the flag and just kind of bounce off of it.
Yeah,
like it wouldn't.
Like it wouldn't kill them.
It's not like going into glass.
Oh, no. Right.
I mean, I was just at the beach over the weekend, and people were flying kites because it was really windy.
Yeah.
And, birds seem to have the ability to avoid those things in the sky.
They're pretty quick.
Yeah.
Meanwhile, in Los Angeles, world naked bike ride, you know. You've got to have the nude cyclists out there. One guy, not a fan, he got his BB gun out.
Uh-oh.
Started taking target practice. Ooh. Can't do that. No, that's against the law. That makes the news, you know.
Very dangerous.
Some charges after allegedly shooting two people with a BB gun at a naked bike riding event in downtown L.A.
You're laughing, David.
I am. I'm not condoning, but I understand.
It's like, why do we need this? You know what's shocking is I'm seeing part of the video that's all pixelated?
Hmm.
Mostly dudes.
Yeah.
It usually is.
Of course it is.
And the guy, I mean, you know, I'm hoping they weren't standing up pedaling when the guy was shooting BBs at them.
Well, wouldn't you? You'd be pretty scared.
Well.
No, you'd be sitting, you'd be protected.
Oh, well, for a lot of those guys, it's too small of a target.
Oh, boy, here we
happened
go.
Around 11 this morning near the intersection of Temple Street and North Alameda Street. Police say a male suspect dressed in all black and riding a scooter fired the BB gun at the nude cyclist. Two victims were treated for lacerations at the scene. The suspect will be charged with assault of a deadly weapon, and more charges are pending.
A deadly weapon?
BB gun's a deadly weapon?
Dang.
To whom? I mean, you can put an eye out. We all know that. But deadly?
Could hurt if it hit you, I guess.
We used to have the pellet gun wars with my cousin.
I know.
Should have been charged. Assault with a deadly weapon.
My brother and I had the game. You got to make it from one tree to the other. It's open fire. How quick are you? Didn't realize that was a deadly weapon.
It is. Now you know.
Well, it is L.A. All right, you ready for your big three,
yeah,
Scotty?
Let's go.
All right, let's do it.
Are you ready?
One, two, buckle my shoe.
It's the three most important news stories of the day.
I hit the trifecta.
Well, at least according to Scott Robbins. It's the trifecta on the Markley, Van Camp, and Robbins Show.
Every day about this time, Scott Robbins' top three stories, helped by his hero.
I'm Casey Kasem.
Well, it's good to see you on a Monday. I don't know what you did all weekend, but I don't know. Sounded like a good time.
Yeah. I'm ready.
Tried calling him. He didn't even pick up.
Three.
Yep.
He's busy.
Number three, Trump is hopping mad about the Save America Act.
Yeah, Trump is wrapping up the pressure now in the Senate to pass the Save America Act, particularly after the Supreme Court decided to deliver a big blow in the mail-in ballots, right? 47 even calls out Rhino holdouts by name. He's like, I need Murkowski, Collins, Cassidy, McConnell. No more excuses. Done with you. All caps. So there's only one reason to oppose, and that is cheating. All caps, exclamation point. Now, in light of the laws in the Supreme Court today, of course, concerning the Voters' Rights Act, here's the deal, by the way, just in case you were wondering. The Save America Act, which is, here's what it does. All voters must show photo ID identification. Reasonable. All voters must show proof of citizenship. Not unreasonable. No mail-in ballots except for illness, disability, military deployment, or travel. That's it. That's it. End of story.
But what if you just got married and your name changed? And it's all the same excuses, isn't it?
Over and over again.
Yeah.
None of that makes any sense. So the pressure is on, man. We'll see how many of these people flip.
We'll see. You both have predicted it ain't
going to
happen.
No, it's not going to happen. And right now, Susan Collins is not going to do it.
Yeah, I don't think she will either.
There's no way. And I understand it from her perspective because she's running in a competitive race against that Nazi nut, Graham Plattner.
Yeah.
And then if she votes for this, then Plattner gets to say, she's trying to steal people's votes.
What's Mitch's problem?
You know, I understand all that. Sometimes I just want to say, just do the right freaking thing.
Yeah, that's it, right? Yeah.
Don't worry about the consequences. Just do what's right.
And by the way, as we've discussed on this show many, many times, there is very little in this country that 80% of us agree with.
True.
And that's this voting act.
Yes.
People want this.
Well, not so much the voting act. They agree with photo ID to vote.
Well, it's just part of the voting act. Yes.
Yes.
Okay. There you
okay.
Go.
Now, on with the countdown.
The Scott Robbins trifecta, top three of the day, up to number
two.
Number two, archaeologists discovered freeze-dried potatoes.
This is so weird. Archaeologists in Peru just recently uncovered a very unusual find, freeze-dried potatoes that date back centuries before the U.S. was even founded. The potatoes were found. I guess they were buried, and they were preserved. I saw the picture of them. They look like big flat potatoes.
Really?
Yeah, afterwards, the archaeologist had some tasty hash browns. Fired up the old grill and threw them on there.
No, they didn't.
No, they didn't.
And the countdown continues.
Scott Robbins trifecta, top three of the day.
And finally,
would have been cool if they did.
Number one, you can divorce your parents now, apparently.
Yeah, Assembly Bill 1967. Is moving right now through the California legislature with barely a ripple of public attention or pushback. The bill, authored by LGBTQ rights activist turned assembly member Rich Zuber, would allow children of any age to initiate state dependency proceedings against their own parents.
Any age.
Any age.
Oh, my gosh.
The parents will not even know this has happened until the die is already cast. The bill is designed to make it easier for kids to escape parental authority and become wards of the state. It relies on the terms abuse as justification. Word, of course, which anyone's been paying any attention at all, means anything you disagree with, essentially.
Well, what the bill is really about is making it easier to become victims of diddlers.
Yes.
That's what it's really about.
Yes. And they say you don't hear anything about this. No ripple effect, no pushback, no gigantic outrage. It's just going through.
That's insane.
So a 12-year-old kid can become a ward of the state, which, again, that's insane.
Yes. Yeah. And what is the provision you just have to say for any reason?
Any justification, yeah. But you can use abuse. Abuse is one of the big ones. They'll say, well, my parents abused me. Now, what does that mean? That means that, you know, they disciplined you.
They didn't let me on my smartphone 3 hours a day.
Exactly.
Yeah.
That's abuse. I can divorce my parents now.
That's...
You can hold that over their head.
Man, oh, man.
Holy smokes, man.
Did you ever run away from home ever?
I never did, no.
David, no?
My brother did, but it's the old story. He made it to the stop sign down the street and then came back.
Yeah, my daughter...
Well, I at least made it a few blocks. I mean, I was around the town. It was a small town, but, you know...
My daughter was about 4.
Yeah.
She decided she was going to leave. Mm. So we packed her bags and said, okay. And she walked out the door, went about 3 feet up the sidewalk and turned around and came back.
Yeah. Once I realized it was about eating time.
Yeah. Oops.
I'm like, what am I going to do now?
Time to go.
Yep. And that was all she wrote.
And there you have it.
Yes, the Scott Robbins trifecta, top three of the day. There you go. Oh, man. There's a scam out there. People are losing, like, serious money, 80 grand, 100 grand. Targeting people that speak a different language. Nimrod's in the news and a news update coming up.
From the FIFA World Cup to competitive business environments, grand ambitions lead to game-changing achievements. At Bank of America, we're there to support businesses at every step, providing insights and expertise to help you gain an edge.
He shoots! He scores!
What would you like the power to do? Explore winning business solutions at bofa.com/gamechangers. Bank of America, official bank of the FIFA World Cup 2026.
Career changers, including veterans and active duty service members. Your transition starts here. Go from GI to IT in a matter of months. Become a certified cyber warrior with training at My Computer Career. Cybersecurity specialists are in high demand, offering IT pros great opportunities and a rewarding lifestyle while protecting our people, liberty, and treasured institutions from cyber threats. Deploy your career in IT today at mycomputercareer.edu/CWP, an elite CompTIA certification partner.
VA education benefits are available to those who qualify.
Wesley Financial Group is not a law firm.
Ask yourself this question. Is it really worth holding on to that timeshare that you know you need to get rid of? Here's the truth. The average maintenance fee just went up over 17%. That could have been 117%, and there's nothing you can do about it. When you buy a timeshare, you give them a blank check for annual maintenance and assessment fees. I'm Chuck McDowell, founder of Wesley Financial Group. For 15 years, I've helped over 50,000 families cancel their timeshare. Not sell it, not transfer it, cancel it. Did you buy a timeshare because they told you it was a great investment and your maintenance fees would never go up? That's a lie. Are you ready to get rid of your timeshare once and for all? Simply call us and I'll send you our timeshare exit kit that explains all your options for cancellation.
Call Wesley now for your timeshare exit kit. 800-970-3355. That's 800-970-3355. 800-970-3355.
Hi, this is Nicolas Cage. When you're a teenager, there are a lot of things going on that can produce stress and anxiety. The pressures of school, dating, and the future in general can seem overwhelming sometimes. But there are healthy ways to deal with stress, ways to reduce it and channel your energy in positive directions. And you don't have to do it alone. The Will Rogers Institute has a free booklet with some really helpful information.
For your free copy, visit WRInstitute.org and find us on Facebook and Twitter.
Hi, I'm Jeff Gordon. As a four-time NASCAR champion, nothing is more important to me than winning a race, especially the race to cure children's cancer. Each day, more than 40,000 children are undergoing cancer treatment at hospitals throughout the United States. CureSearch for Children's Cancer supports the research and treatment for 90% of those children. Only research cures children's cancer. Join the Jeff Gordon Children's Foundation in supporting this winning team. Get involved at caresearch.org.
Cancer is a big idea for a small child.
She dreams of being a figure skater. We're trying to figure out what to do next.
Each school day, two classrooms of children are diagnosed with cancer.
The doctor said there's hope.
I'll be brave, Mommy.
If I could just take her place.
It's okay, Daddy.
Only research cures childhood cancer. Give today. You can help fund this life-saving research to conquer childhood cancer. Visit curesearch.org today.
Hello, this is Michael Douglas. Pneumonia can be dangerous, especially for older people and for those who have diseases like asthma, emphysema, or chronic bronchitis. Fortunately, there's a vaccine that can immunize people against one of the most common forms of pneumonia. If you're over 60 or have a chronic lung disease, ask your doctor whether a pneumonia vaccine would be right for you. It could protect you from a serious illness or even save your life.
A message from the Will Rogers Institute. Visit us at WRinstitute.org. Asthma, chronic bronchitis, emphysema, tuberculosis. These pulmonary diseases affect millions of Americans daily, and if you already suffer from one of these ailments, then you're well aware of the problems that you face. For over 75 years, the Will Rogers Institute has provided health education and research for all. For more information, visit WRinstitute.org or call toll-free 877-957-7575. And find us on Facebook and Twitter, the Will Rogers Institute, since 1936. Kathy Ireland for the Will Rogers Institute.
Are you worried that your kids aren't spending enough time being physically active? The best fitness is family activity. Ride bikes, play soccer, or just take a walk through the neighborhood. The important thing is to get your children moving with you. For more information on family activities and fitness, call the Will Rogers Institute.
Call toll-free 877-957-7575 or visit WRinstitute.org and find us on Facebook and Twitter.
All right, the Markley Van Camp and Robin Show. You know, every summer people complain they can't sleep because it's hot outside. You're sweating. You wake up like, oh my gosh, you toss and turn. Like, man, it's just hot. Sometimes it's not just the heat; it's your mattress trapping heat all night long. That's why a lot of people have switched to Ghost Bed. Their cooling technology is built right into every mattress. It's not some expensive add-on they try to upsell you on later. It comes with it.
Yeah, I mean, you're not one of those Euro poors that doesn't have AC. You've got AC. Why is your mattress ruining the experience? Yeah, I noticed this immediately, the cooling technology there. No more waking up at 2 a.m. feeling like, well, I'm like I was just powerlifting in my sleep. I'm just drenched with sweat. There's a reason hot sleepers are some of Ghostbed's biggest fans. Just read those reviews and you'll see.
Yeah, Ghostbed, by the way, gives you 101 nights. You can try it in your home. That's basically the entire summer. Just to see the difference for yourself. Believe me, you'll feel it. And you'll know it. And right now, during their 4th of July sale, they're going to let you in the audience get an extra 10% off. With financing, some of these ghost beds are about a buck a day. Go to ghostbed.com/MBCR. Use the promo code MBCR. That's ghostbed.com/MBCR. Promo code MBCR.
News update, David Van Camp.
Well, an MS Now reporter spotted Justice Clarence Thomas walking around the U.S. Capitol. And wanted to know, hey, what are you meeting? Or who are you meeting here? He's like, I'm not going to tell you. And this is, I love the way he handles the press whenever they try to ambush him.
So what are you doing up here?
Oh, just walking.
No meetings in particular?
None that I'm going to tell you about.
Tomorrow's going to be a big day at the court, huh? Final day of decisions?
Oh, I guess so.
You want to give us a sneak peek of some of the decisions?
Nope.
But you can't tell us why you're up here today, who you're meeting with? Who are you meeting with, sir? Were you up here for any particular reason? No info on who you may have been meeting with? Anyone in House GOP leadership? That's who has offices in there. Any matters you were up here discussing?
Gosh.
And he's just chuckling the whole way out. Nope, not going to talk to you about anything.
Oh, gosh. Good for him.
Annoying. Yeah. It's so annoying.
Yeah, it's very much annoying.
Yeah.
No doubt about that. Okay. A couple other things. There are a couple of clips we don't have time for. We'll have to get to them tomorrow. One thing that is funny to watch all this stuff with the Democrats and the Democratic Socialists, there's one guy that's saying, you can't let the party devolve into this. It's your old buddy James Carville, that nut.
Yeah. He's, I heard him say that, yeah.
Very much so.
Yeah.
Like, you can't do this.
He's not having it.
No, no,
it's happening, old man. Sorry.
Just going to say, that ship sailed. You're relevant, ship.
Yeah.
Yeah, doesn't matter what you think anymore.
So, and as far as Iran goes, we have, like, a ceasefire again. I know that there were, you know, attacks back and forth over the weekend where the ceasefire was in jeopardy, which is a head-scratcher in and of itself.
Yeah, it sort of seems like if you're blowing up boats in the Strait of Hormuz, yeah, the ceasefire's over.
Yeah,
but
over.
No, it's just in jeopardy, see? And now, the latest ceasefire, stocks are higher. Oil prices went down. So here we go.
Man, it gives me whiplash.
I know. It just seems to kind of go back and forth, and here we go. All right, we got to get the Nimrods. Roll it out.
Are you ready?
One, two, three.
No, Nimrod.
When the going gets tough.
Damn it, this is too hard.
The dumb get dumber.
All right, Dan.
It's Nimrods in the News on the Martley, Van Camp, and Robbins Show.
I love the poorly educated.
All right. Nimrod's the News. Watch out for this one. It's a health insurance scam. It's stealing $80,000 from people. This is in Redmond, Washington, where apparently people are calling people that can speak Chinese. That's what the department there has said. So what happens, the first game, you get a phone call from a person claiming to be a representative of UnitedHealthcare. Said there was a problem with the insurance plan and the personal information had been compromised. So then these people are transferred to another person who speaks Chinese, all right? And then the victim is contacted on Zoom by somebody dressed as a police officer, and they said, there's a warrant out for your arrest. The only way to resolve this is to wire the money to China.
No, I see. Hey. Yeah.
And it, apparently it's working to the tune of 80 grand.
Wow.
And that's Nimrod's in the News.
Progressive presents Employee of the Month. Small Business Edition. Today's recipient from Michaela's Mobile Spa, Michaela. Michaela got a quick business insurance quote from Progressive and chose from over 30 customizable coverages. Sure, it helps she's her only employee and does literally everything, but while others would rest on their laurels, Michaela was hard at work saving big. So take that, hypothetical other employee who doesn't exist. Be your own Michaela. See if you could save in as little as 8 minutes at progressivecommercial.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Coverage is not available in all states or for all vehicles and coverage selections.
From the FIFA World Cup to competitive business environments, grand ambitions lead to game-changing achievements. At Bank of America, we're there to support businesses at every step, providing insights and expertise to help you gain an edge.
He shoots, he scores!
What would you like the power to do? Explore winning business solutions at bofa.com/gamechangers. Bank of America, official bank of the FIFA World Cup 2026.
Peek-a-boo, peek-a-boo, smile.
Smile, buddy.
Come on, smile. Oh, honey, he's still not smiling.
Maybe he's not a smiler.
Yeah, maybe he's just not a happy baby.
Maybe he's just being a boy. You know how boys are.
Or maybe he's teething. Oh, poor baby, I think his gums hurt.
Maybe he's just tired.
Or maybe his tummy hurts. He didn't eat that much.
Maybe he's not ticklish.
You think maybe he's scared of the dog?
Maybe he'll outgrow it. Maybe it's a phase. Maybe he just doesn't like smiling.
Maybe he has autism, and we can definitely do something to help.
Maybe is all you need to find out more about autism. No Big Joyful Smiles by 6 months is one early sign. Learn the others at autismspeaks.org/signs or see a doctor today for an autism screening. The sooner it's diagnosed, the better. And it can make a lifetime of difference. Brought to you by Autism Speaks and the Ad Council.